Blog Talk Radio.
My soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. And you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Praise be to God. A thankful prayer is a prayer that allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, objects, life, food, shelter, nature, health, or weather. In daily life, people thank others for holding open a door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to the Case for Christ Study Bible, Psalms 100 describes this prayer, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." Amen. Praise be to God. So you can pray a thanksgiving prayer. You could pray about anything that's in your heart that is within God's will. Amen. So let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come overcome.
Praise be to God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. And now we are going to open up our hearts and let Jesus come in.
You might be sitting there thinking to yourself, where is my God now? So many hypocrites professing to be Christians, lying and gossiping in the church. But I'm here to let you know that it starts with you, because all it takes is the anointing to make a difference. Now listen.
In your life when you don't know what to do, it seems like everything is going wrong and you don't know how you'll make it through. You tried and you tried so hard to be a good neighbor. They took your kindness for weakness and didn't return your favor.
Let us spirit.
Oh,
honey.
Oh, yeah.
Praise be to God. Wonderful Counselor, your wisdom gives life. When we lack wisdom, you tell us to simply ask you, and you will give it freely and abundantly. This is because you are our wonderful Counselor. You are the one to guide us in the path that will bring fruit, peace, and life. Your counsel is pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, impartial and sincere. Breathe over us, wonderful Counselor, and let your counsel take root deep within our soul. Let your thoughts guide and direct our steps in all we do. Keep us from our own brutality of mind, our own short-sightedness. Let us honor and respect your timing, your purpose, and your counsel in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Hi, my name is Evangelist Hilda, and you're listening to Pray One for Another, 626-213-5681. And call in your prayer request, for my God is truly able.
Thank you.
Amen. Praise be to God. Jump, jump, wave your hands in the air. And it is now time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled International Psalms. The scripture reading for this message is coming from Mark chapter 4, verse 41. And it says, who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Amen. Praise be to God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. The writer says, when life's circumstances are chaotic and confusing, we can feel very insecure and frightened. We may ask, what's going on? Has God lost control? Perhaps we wonder if the Father has forgotten us or if we have done something wrong. This was the case for the disciples in Mark chapter 4. Jesus told them to set sail for the other side of the Sea of Galilee. To their surprise, however, a fierce storm arose that tossed their boat violently. Their response in Mark 4 and 38, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? If we are honest, we would admit that at times we have asked God the same thing. The chaos produces fear in us because no one likes feeling out of control. When those times come, however, we must remind ourselves of one unshakable fact. God has a plan, and he is always in control. Be to God. Jesus sent the disciples into the tempest, hushed it for them, and got them to their destination safely. He will help you as well. And as he did with them, Jesus may have allowed this storm to show you just how good, faithful, and powerful he really is. Amen. I praise be to God. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Jesus, you are God and you are always in control. We entrust ourselves and this storm to your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. At this time, I will play another selection. And again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen? So if you would like to join us to hear the message, you can dial in 319-527-6204. To God be the glory.
All around my heart, Lord, at your feet. Pour out my heart, Lord, at your feet. Pour out my heart, Lord, at your feet. Hear my
for this day. I thank you for my being able to see and to hear this morning. I'm blessed because you are forgiving God and an understanding God. You have done so much for me. You keep on blessing me. Forgive me this day for everything I have done. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, caller. How are you this evening?
How are you today?
I'm blessed, thank you. And yourself?
I'm very blessed.
Praise God. Do you have a prayer request?
I don't pray.
Okay.
But, have a comment.
Excuse me?
I said, I don't have a prayer request, but I do have a comment.
A comment? Go ahead.
What's your comment, sir?
I dropped my phone so many times, I don't even know if you can hear me.
I hear you.
Yes, ma'am. That's good. I'm calling from Texas, out here in Killeen. And just want to thank God, you know, we got over a storm and it passed through us. It passed over us, hit other areas down here in Texas. But I thank God, you know, best that life give us power, man, to talk to the storm. Whatever storms we got going on in our lives, life actually does give us the power to do that.
Yes, so, it does.
That night, when that storm came through, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. I knew the outcome of how it was going to be. And I got down on my knees. I got down on my face. I prostrated on the ground with my hands out wide. And all I could do was talk to the Father. All I could do was just talk to the Father. The thing I love about being alive and being in life is that we are the children of the Father. So God is going to hear his children cry. And blessed be, but I know, though, life has you in place in your city, in your town, that when destruction comes and things happen and natural disasters happen, sometimes it just seems as though it just passed over you or your city or your town. Not knowing all along, the people not knowing all along, it was because you was there. Just like in the days of Elijah and just like in the days of Elias. I'm just saying that our Father is Father. Therefore, this planet I call no my father because I have a father. He's my heavenly father. But I do pay homage and I do pay respect to my biological dad. But I just want to say that our heavenly father, my biological dad, has to pray too. So who is greater? Him who? Or him who he pray to? So even he pray to is greater than himself, my biological dad. So I have an earthly dad. I have an earthly dad, but I have a heavenly father. So I just wanted to come on today just to say that to you guys, that I love what you're doing. You have been doing what you have been doing for many years. Trust me when I tell you that, because I've been following you guys for many years, and you have been doing great.
Hey, God bless you, and thank you for saying that. Well, we do what the Father and what the Holy Spirit put inside of us to do. We are here to preach God's word to his people. We don't know how many people listen to the program. We know that at the end of the year, over 54,000 people do listen to the program in different countries. So we are blessed to bless others.
I'm blessed to be a part of your show because I have this on, like, in my internet.
Yes.
Show, you know, as one of the highest, you know what I'm saying? Like, trust me when I tell you this right here. Thank you for what you all are doing. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you all for what you all are. And I just want to say that to you because, Mother, I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm the same son that came to you years ago, and I'm still the same son that's here today telling you our Father is great.
Amen.
Just want to let you know that.
And God bless you.
And can I...
Thank you for your testimony.
Can I say one last thing?
Yes, sir.
If you can hear me.
Uh-huh.
I thank my Father. that ain't my father. Jesus Christ is not my father. That's my brother. I was made in the image and the likeness of him. I was made in the image of God, after the likeness of Christ, because that's my brother. That's my brother. Christ, Jesus Christ is my brother. That's why he even came on the planet here. You are my brothers and my sisters, and I love you all. But pray ye to the Father. And when you do pray, say this, our Father, which is it, because he acknowledged himself that he's not the Father, but he has to obey and what he hear and what he say himself to, because he's our brother. And I just think today on this planet, sister, mother, is that a lot of us not listening to our brother. You know how sometimes, you know what I'm saying, if you don't pay attention, if you don't listen, sometimes daddy got to spank you. God has been spanking a lot of us because we're not listening. And then we don't want to listen to our older brother, which is the Christ. Oh, we're getting spanked across this world.
Amen. God bless you, and I have to get back to the program. But I do appreciate everything that you have said this evening. So now, at this time, I'm going to play another selection.
This is for my sister.
Yeah.
This is for my sister. Stay strong.
Yeah.
I pray your strength in Christ. Don't let the game steer you wrong. Sippin' on the same drink, water change, same cheap boys, same kush smoke, same conversation, different stuff, same temptation, same game, same honey, same front, like you got paper, it make you feel big, carrying his gun, tough guy, such a deadbeat to his kids, but he's so fly, 90% of his conversation was all lies, he won't choose for the price of one, you and your sister like wine, so he buy a drink to get you drunk. Now you're rubbing on your sister's side. Every opportunity get you with your bad vibe. Now you both way controlled by another power. Quiet as kept every thug up in the club plot with no regret. I used to plot too. I must confess it wasn't right, but that's the price my sister pay. Every night she play.
She plays the street life, cause there's no place she can go.
The street life don't come with no proposal. Only believe having what you see, and only 2% of what you hear. Pray your strength is
in a street
life, you play your life. I know Jesus in your mouth, but he's far from your heart. No doubt you deceive stuff from the start. Ever tied your thumb, sipping on your drink, sitting at the bar, five drinks a minute. Now you on a dance floor, heavy breathing, bumping and grinding like you want more. Sweating teeth, dropping your load to the floor. This represents everything you stand for. Showing the games you sold, not told. Remember you reap what you sold.
People see just who you wanna be, and every night you shine, just like a superstar. The type of life that plays a sense of masquerade. You dress, you walk, you talk, you're who you think you are.
She plays a street life, cause there's no place she can go. Street life, it's the only life she knows. Street life.
Text you tonight, forget you tomorrow. One night stand in the back of his car instead of the man of respect. You let him trick your heart. You surviving on the edge, hope you find a baller bouncing around from club to car. He only like you enough when you giving it up. Your friendship can't be taught. So when he sex you up, remember respect can't be bought. So be the real quick, give me all.
Let them people see
what a real sister
thinks that. And every night you shine,
real
just
thinks
like a superstar. The type of life that plays a sense of masquerade. You dress, you walk, you talk,
the ladies
are you're who you think
but
you
the heart
are.
Is
she plays a street life, cause there's no place she can go.
No place she can go.
Christ Jesus died for us all. Remember patience, grace, death, and all the money, material things. Sisters will never fill an empty heart. Don't be ashamed to call on Jesus' name. He'll heal your pains, erase your scars. If you go and worship Him, you remember Jesus gave His life, and He loves you for who you really are. You a temple of God, a queen. So keep your faith up and look towards the star. I'm sent back Christ Jesus to point the way. To safety, to security. Come to world of the living. Come to Jesus' name.
Until you play your life away.
Jesus loves you. And I love you too.
Come
to world of the living. Keep your faith up, sister. Keep your faith up.
Amen. Praise be to God. Isaiah 9:6 in the NIV says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. We have access to the greatest counsel and the deepest wisdom available to man. And yet on most days, we make our own decisions based on our own finite thoughts. Forgive us for not seeking you in all we do. Forgive us for not knowing this name of yours on a moment-by-moment basis and opening up the floodgates of your counsel and wisdom into our soul by digging into your word and seeking your face. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. At 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. You can call in your prayer requests or to hear the message at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection. And I hope and praying that you are enjoying our inspirational music. To God be the glory. Wonderful counselor, we see the open door that gives us access to come to you, and we seek counsel in all we do. We ask you to take our hand and draw us to you. Speak in a way we can easily discern. Lord, teach us how to hear your counsel. Demonstrate how important it is for us to follow it. Grant us success in all we do as we commit our way, our path, and our decisions to you. Let us not boast in anything except knowing you and understanding you. For you are the one who practice steadfast love, justice, and righteousness in the earth. You are the one who counsels what is right, and you delight in offering your wisdom to all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. And at this time, I will play another selection. After this selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise be to God.
Lord have mercy. Come on, y'all. This is simple. We're going to have a church. When I look back on my life, and I think about all the hills and all the valleys, I can thank God that I can stand here before you today and testify about his goodness. You see, tomorrow is not promised to us. But I woke up early one morning, and the words to this song came to me. And it goes a little something like this. Come on, fellas. Come on and sing for the Lord. You see, God is sustaining me. Let me tell you about it. Oh,
God is sustaining me.
Don't you know God?
Midnight hour,
when I can't sleep.
believe that might
sustains me.
Trouble,
God, it sustains
trouble
me.
All the time.
Jesus sustains me.
Sometimes you feel
it sustaining me.
Turn your back on you.
Sustains me.
Sometimes
Jesus
people don't do you right.
I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Psalms, chapter 80. And when you get to chapter 80, we are going to read verses 1 through 19. Amen? Praise God. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation. And the theme of this chapter is a prayer for revival and restoration. After experiencing destruction, God is our only hope for salvation. Amen? Let us start. That's again Psalms chapter 80, verse 1. Please listen, O shepherd of Israel, you who led Joseph's descendants like a flock. O God, enthroned above the cherubim, display your radiant glory to Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh. Show us your mighty power. Come to rescue us. Turn us again to yourself, O God. Make your face shine down upon us. Only then will we be saved. O Lord God of heaven's armies, how long will you be angry with our prayers? You have fed us with sorrow and made us drink tears by the bucketful. Verse 6. You have made us the scorn of neighboring nations. Our enemies treat us as a joke. Turn us again to yourself, O God of heaven's armies. Make your face shine down upon us. Only then will we be saved. You brought us from Egypt like a grapevine. You drove away the pagan nations and transplanted us into your land. You cleared the ground for us. And we took root and filled the land. Our shade covered the mountains. Our branches covered the mighty cedars. We spread our branches west to the Mediterranean Sea. our shoot spread east to the Euphrates rivers. But now, why have you broken down our walls so that all who pass by may steal our fruit? The wild boar from the forest devours it, and the wild animals feed on it. Come back, we beg you, O God of heaven's armies. Look down from heaven and see our plight. Take care of this grapevine that you yourself have planted, this son you have raised for yourself. For we are chopped up and burned by our enemies. May they perish at the sight of your throne. Strengthen the man you love, the son of your choice. Then we will never abandon you again. Revive us so we can call on your name once more. And verse 19 says, turn us again to yourself, O Lord God of heaven's armies. Make your face shine down upon us. Only then will we be saved. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his mighty word. Amen. Praise be to God. And Psalms 80 contains a truth that is urgently important to all of us. It is a word from God that will help us understand the events in our times. It will lead to a heart cry for revival, which in turn will lead to new life in the church. So let's consider three words that pinpoint this truth. And the three words, one is hedges, two, hope, and three, heart cry. Let us pray. Lord, we worship your holy name and give you all the glory for your blessings to us. We offer ourselves, our time, our hearts, and our gifts of money to you. Cause your work to grow. Excuse me. Cause your... praise be to God. Which it will lead to a heart cry for revival, which in turn will lead to new life in the church. Let's consider three words that pinpoint this truth. All right, I got distracted, so I read that's my introduction, and I was praying. The devil is busy tonight, but the devil is a liar. Let us pray. Lord, we worship your holy name and give you all the glory for your blessings to us. We offer ourselves, our times, and our hearts, and our gifts of money to you. Cause your work to grow and your church to glow as we give in Jesus' name. Now, Father God, move self out of the way and allow the Holy Spirit to bring forth what thus says the Lord. My text for this message is coming from Psalms 80, verse 12 and verse 14, where it says, why hast thou then broken down her hedges so that all they wish which pass by the way do pluck her? Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and behold and visit this vine. Amen, amen, and amen. In verse 12 says, why hast thou then broke down her hedges? The purpose of hedges at the heart of this truth is a biblical understanding of hedges. In the Bible, we find hedges around three things: a nation in Psalms 80 and 12, Ezekiel 35 and 5, excuse me, 13 and 5, a family, Job 1 and 10, and a person, Hosea 2 and 6. Now, God's hedge is his invisible wall of protection that he builds around a nation, a family, a person, a church, or even our possessions when we are obedient to him. Now, in our scripture reading today, the hedges was protection for a vineyard and a property marker for the owners. In the New Testament, Jesus prayed for Peter, essentially building a hedge of protection around him. And you'll find that in Luke 22, 31 through 32. Jesus also prayed for protection for his disciples in John 17 and verses 11 and 15. Paul prayed for those under his spiritual care. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 4 through 5 provides powerful insight into this kind of protection. Now, the problem with hedges in verse 12 mentioned broken down hedges. Somehow the hedge around Israel was demolished and the nation was ravaged by enemies like a wild boar ravishing a vineyard. So when the wall fell, the hogs came in and started eating the vines. In verse 13, tonight, enemies like our boars are running rampant throughout the world, the nation, and even our own area. You see where we have so much of crime going on in the world today? Those are wild boars rampering around everything, destroying everything. The United States has been suffering a critical moral crisis for many years. Now, we have been confronted with terrorism. Praise God. One second. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. We have been confronted with terrorism, street crime, domestic violence, alcohol and drug abuse, sexual immorality, and the decay of marriage and the family. But there is more. Spiritual illiteracy, epiphany, irreverence, greed, pride. All these threaten America. Thing has been happening in America. Our hedges are almost broken down. Who has broken down the hedges is the question. Verse 12 says that God is the one who has done this. Amen. So let's see. Verse 12 says, but now, why have you broken down our walls so that all who pass by may steal our fruit? Praise God. Okay. So, verse 12 mentioned broken down hedges. Somehow the hedge around Israel was demolished, and the nation was ravaged by enemies, like a wild boar ravaging a vineyard in verse 13. Today, enemies like wild boars are running rampant throughout the world, the nation, and even our own area, the United States, has been suffering a critical moral crisis for many years. We have been confronted with terrorism. That was so good, I had to go back over it. Amen. With terrorism, street crimes, domestic violence, alcohol and drug abuse, sexual immoralities, and decay of marriages and family. But there is more. Spiritual illiteracy, epiphany, irreverence, greed, pride, greed. All these things threaten. Something has been happening in America. Our hedges are almost broken down. Who has broken them down? Verse 12 says that God is one who has done this. But why did God do this? For three reasons. In Isaiah 5 and 5, to bring judgment on his people. Number two, to awaken us to spiritual vigilance. And three, to bring us to confession and repentance. A holy God demands a holy life. Amen? Praise be to God. The second word is hope. The second word is hope. Is there any hope that God will rebuild the hedges? Yes. If we understand the ways that God builds a hedge. Now, God builds a hedge through godly people. Ezekiel 22 and 30 says, I sought for a man among them and that should make up the hedge. Job was a godly man in Job 1 and 5. He was perfect. Not without sin, but wholeheartedly devoted to pleasing God. He was upright. That is, all his relationships were right with God, with self, and with others. He feared God, honored God, and eschewed evil. So let's see what that word, praise God, means. Okay. It means screwed. Deliberate avoiding using, abstain from. Okay. So it means to abstain from evil. So that's what Job did. Hated evil and turned away from. from it. His outward walk was like his inward relationships. God builds a hedge through his word. Ezekiel 13 teaches this truth. Ezekiel was speaking against the prophets of Israel who had not retained the hedge. They followed their own minds and saw nothing. In verse 3, that's Ezekiel 13 and 3, they did not have the vision the Lord gives to his true prophet. This example from Scripture teaches us that God builds a hedge through prophets who preach his word. And as these servants of God proclaim his standard, God can build a hedge of protection around a person, a family, a church, a city, or a nation. God builds a hedge through prayer. Ezekiel 22 and 30 says, "And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none." God builds a hedge when his people engage in intercessory prayer. Soon after the colonists came to America, many of them turned away from God, and the nation experienced a moral slump. The people were poisoned by greed. The churches were almost empty, and the European atheists filled the vacuum. In New England, some people began to pray for revival. In 1734, in Northampton, Massachusetts, Jonathan Edwards preached his famous sermon, "Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God." And in one service, hundreds of people repented of their sins and turned to the Lord. Unbelief was diverted. Righteous living returned. And in a short time, one-sixth of the population was won to Christ. Amen? Churches were filled with worshipers. In 1849, revival again came in answer to prayer. The Lord always works in response to prayer. God builds the hedges of protection when we pray. So that's why we should always, always stay in prayer. And number three, heart cry. So we did hedges, we did hope, and now the heart cry. So when the psalmist Asaph realized what was happening to the hedges of protection, he wrote this heart cry for revival. He said, "Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and behold and visit this vine." In verse 14, "Lord, visit this nation. You have broken down the hedge that guarded our country. But we know you want to bless us again. Turn us to you." This is our heart cry. "Lord, visit your church. You birthed it. You birthed it. You are building it. It belongs to you. It exists for your purpose. This is our heart cry for revival and for souls. Lord, visit our family. Many are suffering. We need help. Restore the hedge around our families. Visit our homes with revival. Lord, visit our lives. Get our attention. We are being overcome with evil. We have sinned. Protection is gone. Lord, visit our lives. And before I close, I just want to say one more thing. Amen. Praise be to God. Visit. Thank you, Lord. Visit our lives. He that dwelleth upon the mercy seat is the good shepherd of his people, but we can neither expect the comfort of his love nor the protection of his arms unless we partake of his converting grace. If he is really angry at the prayers of his people, it is because although they pray, their ends are not right, or there is some secret sin indulged in them, or he will try their patience and perseverance in prayer. When God is displeased with his people, we must expect to see them in tears and their enemies in triumph. There is no salvation but from God's favor. There is no conversion to God but by his own grace. The church is represented as a vine and a vineyard. The root of this vine is Christ. The branches are believers. The church is like a vine needing support, but spreading and fruitful. If a vine do not bring forth fruit, no tree is so worthless, and are not we planted as in a well-cultivated garden with every means of being fruitful in works of righteousness. But the useless leaves of profession and the empty boards of notions and forms abroad far more than real piety. It was waste and ruin. There was a good reason for this change in God's way toward them, and it is well or ill with us, according as we are under God's smile or frown. When we consider the state of the purest part of the visible church, we cannot wonder that it is visited with sharp correction. They request that God would help the vine. Lord, it is formed by thyself and for thyself. Therefore, it may, with humble confidence, we commit to thyself. The Messiah, the protector and savior of the church, is the man of God's right hand. He is the arm of the Lord, for all power is given to him. In him is our strength, by which we are enabled to persevere to the end. The vine, therefore, cannot be ruined, nor can any fruitful branch perish, but the unfruitful will be cut off and cast into the fire. The end of our redemption is that we should serve him who has redeemed us and not go back to our old sins. Praise be to God. And as I bring this message to a close. I just want to say, a while back, a young seminary student was preparing to preach the evening service at a church one Sunday. The elderly pastor had witnessed some glorious outpouring of the Spirit in his early years. He longingly told the seminary student that he and his wife had prayed every morning for 10 years to see one more mighty move of the Spirit. The young student had hardly started his sermon when a woman began to weep, and then another and another. Soon the entire congregation was on its knees in the midst of prayer and weeping. People were accepting Christ as Savior, and anonymous were being healed. Broken families were being united, and new spiritual commitments were being made. The pastor walked slowly down the aisle and whispered, "He did it one more time. Lord, visit this vine." I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it was unto me. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hears my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. And if you have said that prayer and believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you to the house of God, to the family of God. And then now you have to do is to ask and pray to the Holy Spirit to guide you to a good Bible-based church to further your walk. Amen. And my benediction is coming from Jude 24 and 25, and it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever." And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. And I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again on Tuesday evening when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer and our and at 7 p.m. our very own Barbara A. Amore will be here with our lesson in basic theology by Charles C. Ryrie. So God bless you. Happy Sabbath to everyone. We love you and we thank you for tuning in. And on that, we are leaving out on All Belongs to You by the Wiki Tones. I'm sorry, but I have to leave. Amen. Goodbye and good night. God bless and shalom.
Belongs to you. repent for my sins, and I thank you for sending Jesus Christ to die for my sins. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life right now. Be my Lord, Savior, and friend. Let your Holy Spirit abide in me. Help me to follow you all the days of my life as your disciple. I thank you for forgiving me and receiving me right now. Any prodigal sons and daughters out there that would like to be rededicated, let us pray. God, I am sorry for my sins. I am sorry that I have strayed from you. I ask you for your forgiveness. I repent for my sins. I don't want to live like a prodigal son any longer, or a prodigal daughter. Renew, revive me as I once again follow you. I thank you, Lord.
Tuning in, and if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.